This is Petey Pidge.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
There's a social injustice that I feel like we need to address as a team.
Oh boy.
It's been really getting under my skin. I see a lot of people, a lot of activists running around, and I don't see anybody picking up this cause. And I think we need, as a collective, to pick up the cause of the fat man. And I think we need to start an OnlyFans. I don't want to get naked on the OnlyFans. I want to make that very clear from the jump, from the beginning. But I think if we made a fat man's fireman calendar, you know, with like me, you know, dressed up like I work on tires in like overalls, but with no shirt underneath and like airbrushed, you know, titties and stuff, I think it could work. We could start an OnlyFans for that. Every month, put another picture up.
It's a niche market.
A photographer to come in or somebody to come in and do it.
I like there's a professional photographer.
Excuse me, professional photographer. Could you take pictures of us in sexy poses?
Hey, I don't mean to sound weird, but would you like to come over to my house and help me out with my OnlyFans?
Excuse me. Person who does pictures for a living, as a real job, would you like to come to the basement of my friend's house and take pictures of us in sexy poses for our OnlyFans?
They're probably like, I get this all the time. Don't worry about it.
It's like, well, I have that grade school photo day shoot, but I'm free in the afternoon.
They're like, God damn it. I was just taking pictures of someone and their brand new puppy. What the fuck?
Now I gotta go look at this guy's butthole in his friend's basement.
Now I gotta watch the sweaty asshole's tits while he's swinging a hammer like he's building a fucking railroad.
Oh my God. God
damn it. You guys aren't on board? No? Yes?
I'm definitely in for an OnlyFans. If we're going to get people to subscribe, it's got to be more than one picture a month. So I think we need like ancillary content. Like that's the main thing. But I think like what other content is going to go with it?
I don't know.
Maybe I can contribute. I've always wanted to do only flans where like you make desserts and post really sexy dessert picture. It's got to be a thing by now. I'm going to check real quick.
Dude,
but
love it.
Are you going to do like a splooshing thing at the end where you're like smearing it all over your face and stuff like that?
Probably.
I think yes. 100%. Only flans should be a thing and you should absolutely do it dressed as a Spanish person.
Oh my God, it's out there. It onlyflans.net. It's a thing. God damn.
We could still steal it.
That's really funny though.
I like it, dude. I like where your head's at. I dig that. That could be content. Desserts and sexy poses.
Also, I think it's called flan, but I'll almost pronounce it wrong for the bit. That's fine.
Dude, only flans? Only fans? Only
fans with PH, so it's like a Philly thing.
Oh, you're a genius.
I'm telling you.
We're only fans like different fans like blowing on us. So like a ceiling fan, and you're just like
it's ceiling. Like a 5-minute video of just a box fan. With those little streamers on the front of it.
Oh yes. Yeah.
I can do like a sultry Spanish voice, like, oh hello. You put the setting on high. There is no freeze.
No lies. Someone would probably definitely watch that because I'm the person that needs to, I have to have a fan on in order to fall asleep. It'll be dead of winter, like 2 degrees outside. And there's a fan blowing in my bedroom because I need that. I need the white noise. And someone's like, you're just going to white noise machine. It's like, nah, it's not the same.
It's not the same thing. No.
We could do like only vans. And just have like foot fetish videos of only people in vans slip on shoes.
I don't understand foot fetishes because personally, I think feet are disgusting.
Disgusting.
They're the most disgusting part of the human body. Nobody's feet look good. I don't care who they are.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think they're the most disgusting part of the body, but what I do dig, have you ever put your hand on a foot and like,
Never.
Like you're
won't even touch it. Well, I don't even clip my own toenails.
That's that big of a thing with you?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Of course I put my hand on a foot.
Like you know, you're like grasping hands. Have you ever grasped a foot and put your fingers through the toes?
No.
Dude, there's something about it, about a chick like that's in mount position. That's like when you do that with their toes, this one chick that I dated, it used to be, she loved it. Like it got her really like crazed up. Like that was like, it was like when you're revving like a motorcycle engine, it's like, yeah, yes, exactly. Here's the church. Here's the steeple.
It's interlocking.
Yeah. And all the people or whatever. I don't know the thing, but that's, but with feet. Yeah. She used to get real jacked off over that.
Nightmare fuel.
She got a super clip boner over it.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not going to judge anybody. Like, I know. So speaking of that, like, so Bob Odenkirk, the comedian and like star of Better Call Saul and actor, he's been in a tons of things. Someone discovered that he was following a foot fetish account on his Instagram, like on his main Instagram. And then people called it out on the internet. And then he like stopped following the account. And it's just like, dude, like, not a guy like what he likes. Like,
listen. I'm not into bestiality, but I mean, if you told me a lady jerked off a horse and took a blast in the face, I'm going to watch the video. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, that's so super sexy. But just the idea of it is like, what?
Did they do that on one of the Jackass movies?
It'd be like, it's like those Faces of Fear videos or whatever. The you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I don't want to see
a lady explode when she gets hit by a train. But at the same time, like, part of me is like, do I have a threshold for that? To be like, can I be like, ugh, but like, oh man, that's crazy. I don't know. I don't think you should call somebody out for looking at a video one time. If he has a bunch of videos where he's like fingering the butts of donkeys and shit, then okay, call him out.
Because that's illegal.
Yeah, some countries. I've been now, places, Pete. You don't want to know.
As disgusting as I think feet and the whole foot fetish thing is, I totally agree with you guys. Like, you should not call somebody else out on it. And I mean, as we discussed, you know, I like women fighting. Pete likes Nickelodeon gag porn.
Sure. Fine.
I'm into clowns.
You're into clowns. So, I mean, we all have our thing. So I would never call somebody else out on it. I did hire a foot fetish model once, though.
Yeah.
To send me feet pictures because I was trying to understand it. I know that sounds like a weird excuse.
That's totally good.
I was on a podcast and we talked about it and we like found this foot fetish model and I was like, all right, we're reaching out to her. Like we're going to order feet pictures and try to like get into the psychology of this. She did it. She did an awesome job. Did nothing for me, but it was awesome. Like interacting with her was great. Very professional.
Yeah.
We got the feed pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I don't think feet are gross, but like, I also think, I don't want to paint myself as like this disgusting person, but like, I think sweaty chicks are hot. Like after they like played tennis and they have like that back sweat right in like the, right before the crack of the ass. I'm not saying I want to scoop down and, you know, check her oil, you know, swipe a credit card or anything, but like right on the lower back, that's fucking hot.
Well, it goes back to the whole shiny thing. Like, yeah, like it's, you know, whether it's, you know, natural sheen or something else made by and produced by a children's television company. There's a big bird said about that.
You talk about, I'm talking about GAC. Talk about Grover.
GAC. Yeah, no, let's talk about GAC. No, like it, the whole foot fetish thing is crazy. Like I don't, there was like a series or something. I don't know what it was or where I saw it. I think it might've been on HBO like to replace real sex. I don't know. I had watched a video where they were explaining. I can't remember the name of the show though, but they're like, there's someone on there talking about like, oh yeah, you know, these guys will send me like, you know, $1,800 shoes and I will wear them and take a video of me walking around with them and take a bunch of pictures and send them to them. And they're like, yeah, keep the shoes. And I'm just like $1,800 for some, like, and I'm like, maybe they can like divorce that because they're actually just sending them this item, this product.
So they sent her shoes.
They sent her shoes, $1,800 like Louboutins or something like that.
So if I were to put my feet on our OnlyFans as a foot fetish, somebody would send me a pair of Jordans to walk around in.
Maybe, theoretically,
possibly.
They'd, They'd probably send you like open-toe shoes, like slides or something like
that. Yeah, because they want
to
see.
But they would give me like money to buy like.
No. They'd buy you the shoes. They'd buy you like let's say like I don't know.
So theoretically,
Yeezys or some shit. Like
I could get an original pair of Iversons to do foot fetish.
I mean,
I'm totally for this. If I can get a free pair of fucking sneakers, like
this is the day, Jim.
Jerk off to my feet all you want. I was just kidding around, but like, dude, blow loads on my big toes. I don't care. Like,
and the episode is titled.
Yeah, there's a title. Yep. Actually, I need you to isolate that. I'm gonna make that my ringtone.
Are we gonna use it as a dress?
Whenever he calls me, blow loads on my big toes.
Oh,
that sounds like a rap lyric. Like,
a fucking song title, if anything. But dude.
But contact Fred Durst. You're just gonna next track.
Fetish stuff. Like, I'll put my hand on a fucking picture and do a hand fetish. Like,
well, it's funny because I was talking to the foot fetish model, and I asked her. I was like, "Hey, I'm going to talk about this on a podcast. Like, what are some of the other stuff you do and all?" And she's like, "Most of the requests she gets are pretty innocuous. Like, it's people sending in shoes or like wear this type of shoe or do this. A big one was stepping in gum.
See, that's weird."
Yeah, like wearing shoes, but stepping in gum.
I'm stepping in mud. Okay, because you've stepped in mud before. But I'll tell you that where I draw the line
wild.
is fecal. And like urination. I can't do it.
Not for you.
Can't do it. Can't look at it. I watched a porn once. And this hot lady
just once.
That's the new title. I watched a porn once.
this lady got into the shower with this dude, and he was banging her. And she was like a businesswoman in a hotel, and he was like a concierge. And I was like, oh, this is a great premise. Like, this is a good setup, right? All of a sudden, great he plot. Pulls out and he goes, oh man, I really gotta pee. And she goes, just do it on me. So they're in the shower, and she drops down to one knee, like she's taking a fucking fastball, like from a pitcher. And he just pees on her, and she's like got it in her mouth. I'm like, this ruined the entire. Like, I'm so not jazzed up now that I don't even want to. Like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, I would punch someone in the face for doing that shit. That's gross, dude. Urination.
Wow, that's like.
I'm sorry. I judge urination. Like, I do judge.
It's like peeing. It's like, gross. But it's like, he's just peeing in the shower.
It's gross.
We all pee in the shower, right?
Like, I'm not saying peeing in the shower is gross. I'm saying if she's standing there like it's the fucking like that scene in Dracula with fucking Winona Ryder where she's like the blood is the life and the pee is just dripping down over her fucking chin like a fucking it's like that is a golden shower and it's like it's gross.
The latest season of Atlanta had an episode. It was the last episode of the season actually. They had an episode where they talk about it. No. It was like an underlying like part of the episode. It was funny as shit. Like that is a great show. But I thought it was really funny that like we ended up there because it just reminded me of the show.
I don't know, dude, but that you're like that stuff just that's fetish stuff I can't get behind.
I watched this documentary once. I wish I could remember what it was called, just so somebody would go up and watch it and be traumatized by it. But it was a documentary about extreme fetishes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what made me think this is a good idea to rent this. So I rented it and I went with a friend of mine to the video store. Video stores kids are when there used to be a hard copy backup of Netflix and you would go to this place and take them out one at a time. Like a movie library, a library kids
is where you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So I rented this video about extreme fetishes and I was watching it and I got nauseous watching it. And I'm not like a prudish person. Yeah. I'm not a squeamish guy. I almost threw up watching this thing.
What else was on there besides the fecal stuff?
There was a lot of that kind of stuff. There was a lot of like blood stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like people injuring themselves and like doing crazy stuff. Like weird, like body mutilation and different things. Yeah. And then like people peeing in the holes. It was crazy, like super extreme stuff. And I told my friend about it. And I was like, I got nauseous. And he was like, I'm walking with you to the video store again. And I was like, why? And he's like, cause I'm renting it. He's like, if it made you nauseous, like I have to see if I can get through it. And he called me up afterwards. And he's like, dude, I threw up. He's like, legit threw up. He's like, I told our other friend about it. He's running it next.
So, That there was a body modification documentary on, I think it was on Netflix for a minute. It was called Modified, but that one, like, almost the same level, like, made me throw up, because there was a guy there who was like a piercing and tattoo artist who was like, yeah, I can do a subdermal, I'll do it right now. And he literally, like, sitting on this bar stool, pulls out like a little pouch with these little like metal bearings, pulls out his dick, makes an incision in his dick, and puts this subdermal ball bearing in his dick, and then like sews it up himself. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, jaw to the, I was the only one watching it. I was by myself watching it. And I'm like, I'm looking around like, did someone else see this? Like,
my mom, like, is not taking this well.
Yeah, no, I'm like, someone else needs to confirm that this fucking happened, that this guy just did this on camera. I was like jaw to the floor. And it was, that was like the most extreme out of that. But like, it was utterly insane. Like, I mean, they talked about all kinds of body modification, tattoos, piercings, forked tongues, the whole thing. Even weightlifting and like extreme muscle building, they talked about for a hot minute. But that one was just like, I'm like, you guys chose to leave that in there. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I can't, that's like my line. Like, I just, the idea of it just grosses me out.
Again, man, one person's gross is another person's not gross, I guess. Yeah, that's the best way to put it,
bro.
Got you.
So, have you guys done any body modification stuff?
No,
no piercings or anything.
I deflated a ball once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was rough, dude. It was so embarrassing. I used to, when I was a kid, I was probably like sixth grade. We used to run at the swing set outside and grab onto the poles. And because they were slanted, you could swing around them like a superhero and you wouldn't lose your momentum and keep running in the opposite direction. So I did that, and which is my luck when I was a kid. I did that one too many times and didn't get full rotation. So I landed like fucking cartoon style, dick first, right on the fucking pole.
Oh.
And I deflated a testicle, which I did not know was a thing you could do. So not only do I have this embarrassing injury that like I needed to leave school for and go to the doctor and get checked out by, at the time I had a dude doctor. So his name was Dr. Bora, but my mom worked for him. My mom was like one of his nurses, and it was like a pediatric doctor. And like, nothing is more embarrassing than at 13 or 14, having a grown man fondle your balls to make sure that they're healing correctly. I had to wear a fucking dick sling. So it was like, I wasn't exerting any herniated pressure. So I had to wear loose fitting pants, which is already something in like that age. Like, you were supposed to wear jeans in school. Like, you weren't supposed to wear like Zubaz pants or like fucking cloth pants. And I would like, so I tried to look as like slick as I could. I would like fling my jacket over my shoulder. Like, but that's not cool looking either. So I remember I was like, it was like a laughing stock. And I remember there's two things I remember from that time when that happened. The one thing is, there was another person there with their baby, and it was a Spanish couple, and they had named their baby Tupac.
Amazing.
But it was like the last name was like Rodriguez. So the baby's name was Tupac Rodriguez. And my mom couldn't say the name out loud to call him back without laughing, because she's like, Tupac Rodriguez. And then she just, because it's very tough to say.
It's amazing.
And at the same time, and both parents wore like those really gaudy, loud, like sweatshirts that said, "We will always remember." Like, they were like homemade, but like they have a really good picture of Tupac, but then it's like it looks like somebody like wrote in like glitter paint letters, like, "We will remember you forever, super thug," and like shit like that on it and on the shirt. And I'll never remember my dad, because, like, you know, most parents, I mean, maybe this isn't most parents. Maybe my dad was like most parents in this regard, but my dad would have a degree, a modicum. He was never good with injuries to us. He always just acted really weird. But like, when I was younger and I had this embarrassing injury, once he realized it wasn't like life-threatening and that I would heal, Then it was just funny to him. So whenever he would take me to the doctors, I'm not kidding you. I'm 13 or 14. And my dad's like, have fun getting your shit fondled, like stuff like that. Like right as I'm going into the office for this doctor to like jiggle around my balls to make sure that the ball is healing because it popped like a fucking balloon on the inside. And I was like, nothing made me angrier. And I think he knew it, but I couldn't help but laugh because part of me was like, I would do the same thing to him if this was him. Like I would be doing the same thing. Like, did you have fun? Like when you came out, like, did he give you, like, this is what he said when I came out of the office. He goes, did he give you a lollipop? And I'm like, seriously, that's what you asked me. Well, you know, everything good? Yeah, it's fine. And like, he knew that I didn't want to talk about it. And the fact that I didn't want to talk about it and I was like short answering him made him laugh at it even harder. And that just pissed me off more because I had that like teenage rage. But man, yeah, I guess that's body modification, but it was like, man, it was what an uncomfortable situation to have to deal with when you're 13, like just very traumatizing.
I had a very similar thing happen to me, but I was much older. I was like in my 20s when it happened. I had an internal tearing that went from like my groin all the way up, and it was like cutting off blood flow to the lower half of my body. So they have to go in like through your groin and through your testicles to get to it. To get to the tear to like pin the insides of you down. It's rough. But I went into the doctor, and so I had to go to the specialist, and I my dad came with me because I believe at the time I was in college, so I guess I was still under his insurance. So he came in with me, and the doctor's like, listen, I already know what this is. He's like, it's this. He laid everything out. And he's like, but there is other things it could be, and we have to rule those out. Cause the other things will kill you, like cancer and different things like that. He's like, I really don't think that's what it is. He's like, I'm sure it's this, but we have to do all these tests. So I'm like, okay. And he's like, and again, I'm in my, I'm early 20s, I guess at this point. So he's like, one of the things we can test for is prostate cancer. And he's like, and we can do that right now. And I was like, okay. And my dad's like looking at me, he goes, well, I guess I'll go outside. I'm like, why? Now I know what a prostate exam is like, but in the moment I'm like nervous and I'm not thinking. So it's not like clicking what's about to happen. So, I'm like, why are you leaving? And my dad's like, why do you want me to stay? So I'm like, why wouldn't you want to stay with me? And he's just like looking at me. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be
abandoning me.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to be outside. So the doctor's like, all right, pull your pants down and bend over the table. And I was like, oh, prostate exam. Okay. And he's like, it helps some people to like grunt or make a noise. He's like, to kind of like relieve the pressure. And like, he's like, cause you're going to feel like pressure. It's like, okay. I was like, is it cool if I like yell? And he's like, yeah, doesn't know I'm in a metal band. So,
like, yeah. Sick.
So course goes in, I scream. A nurse comes running in, and of course, like,
was it like,
it's
was
him
it like
with his
metal scream, hand up, my, it like, or was it like,
it was like a black metal scream, so like higher pitched but like raspy.
Yeah.
And of course my dad's out, like I can picture my dad like looking at the ground and shaking his head. So the nurse like runs in, and I was like, what are you just gonna stand there and watch?
Nice.
Your nurse or something? Yeah.
She's all like flabbergasted and runs out. So we finish everything up. He's like, you don't have prostate cancer. And I was like, well, are you going to call me later? Like, I feel like we have a thing now. And he's like, I hate you already. Eventually I had to get surgery and everything, but it was months of tests. Damn. Of me being in like horrifying pain for months until they could officially do the surgery. Cause they had to rule out like 20 other things. So I was in and out of the hospital for like months. But after that first day, he told my dad, he was like, listen, it's going to be this, but we're going to have to go through all this. And he's like, he'll get a surgery at the end. He'll be okay. So we get in the car. My dad's not saying anything. So I can't tell if my dad's nervous, if he's whatever it is. And I had work that day. So like my dad had to drive me to work afterwards. So straight from the prostate exam to work, like no shower in between, no nothing. And it's, I don't know if anybody's ever had a prostate exam. It wasn't fun for me. I don't know how it feels for other people. It was not exciting. We did not use enough lube. I'm positive there was not enough lube involved. If any, it felt like none. That's all I can.
I never had a prostate exam, but I had a Chinese lady stick a finger in my ass, and it was not fun
at all.
Literally was like, stop, enough. I'm not into that. Let's move on.
Well, he said it's just two fingers, but I swear he had to be elbow deep. I felt like a hand puppet. And we sat there in the car in silence, though, because again, my dad's a very conservative guy. I don't know what he's going to. So we pull up in front of my work, which was in Center City, and he pulls up in front of my office and he looks at me. He's like, hey, listen, I know you're going through a lot right now. And he's like, but I want you to know what happened in there means you're gay now and I don't love you anymore.
Jeez.
So that's good. That was his only comment.
That's great.
It's awesome. I've never had to have a prostate exam, but I did have to have a uroscopy, which is not fun.
Ooh, that doesn't sound
fun. No, it's essentially like
it's usually not a fun time.
Yeah, it's the scope up your urethra. So I had woken up the one day before going to work, and this was I was in my 20s, so I was like 20. I want to say 4 or 5. And I went to go to the bathroom and I felt like a sharp, like a poke or a pain. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And I looked down and the water's like orange. And I'm like, what the hell? So like I woke up like peeing blood and it's never a good sign. So like I went to work. And I'm like, maybe this is a one thing. Maybe this is a one shot deal.
It had a lot of citrus.
Maybe, but like, or maybe it was like a kidney stone and I passed it and we're good. Get to work, start doing my and I started work at like, I think it was like 7 a.m, something ridiculous. But I peed again while I was at work and it happened again. And so like I told my boss at the time, and I had no like sick time. I had burned up all my sick time, like doing whatever. I was 25 years old. I was probably like playing hooky or like I need an all day of playing video games. I'm going to call out sick. But I told him this and I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble. And he's like, dude, he's like, you are pissing blood. You need to go to the emergency room. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So that's exactly what I did. And they looked at everything and they gave me this like medication that I have no idea. I can't remember what it was called, but it's supposed to like numb your urethra, like when you pee. And the lady was like, it's going to turn your pee Gatorade orange. And I was like, what, really? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right. So like, I take it that night, go to bed. I wake up the next morning, I take another one and then, you know, go to work. Cause they determine that I'm okay and I can go to work. Sure enough, man, like I take a piss while I'm at work and it is Gatorade orange, like neon. I'm like, this is weird. But no blood. But they ordered a uroscopy like a week later. I was like, okay, sure, fine. So I did that, and it's the weirdest fucking thing. I mean, not the procedure itself, but the before the procedure, you have to go in, you have to like take off your clothes and put on a gown, and then they're like, you're in this big room, like it's this big open room. And there's like a chair for you to like sit on and like they'll recline you back to like do the whole thing. And then like there's like a bucket in the middle of the room. And the guy's like, you drank like 3 glasses of water before you came here, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you gotta pee, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, you're gonna go pee there. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you're gonna pee in that bucket. And I'm like, we were just talking about piss fetish videos. So like I'm like, what are you recording me? Like, what the fuck's going on here?
You gotta piss in that bucket.
Exactly. Well,
you finish up, he's like, I'm not the doctor,
right? I'm just a janitor. That's a Home Depot bucket, like, you know.
He's got his Home Depot vest on. He's like, I'm just collecting samples.
After he's got an old VHS camcorder up on his shoulder.
You want to play a game? But like, it's hooked up to this computer that like measures the flow of your urine. And like, I'm peeing, and as I'm peeing, he's like watching this computer screen. He's like, well, you're peeing like a 20-year-old. And I'm like, well, I sure fucking hope so.
You're peeing like a champ.
Yeah.
Pat you on the back. Oh, sorry for the dribble there.
But that was, so that happened. And then they had to do the procedure, and you think the scope is bad, and it is, but even worse is they have a, a syringe, like you ever have a syringe shot of alcohol with that the big open tube end?
Yeah.
Well, they have one of those with numbing gel that they shoot into your urethra first. With no pain meds or nothing. They're just like, oh, we're gonna do this, poof, and it's like, oh, okay. And then they do the scope. And I swear to God, the scope is like this.
It's, I love that you just did jazz hands when that happened. Jazz
okay.
That's how jazz hands was invented.
Exactly. But they do that to you first, and then they bring out the scope that is literally like, it's like 2 feet long. And I'm like, all that's going in me. And they're like, no, just like enough for us to see.
Just a foot and a half.
Yeah, right. But then it did, and like I felt it. I felt everything. I felt them like moving around in like your fupa area. It was not fun at all. Oh, yeah, it definitely was like, I hope to never, that's why I drink like three giant glasses of water a day. Like I hope to never, and like my brother gets kidney stones and my dad has had kidney stones. I was like, no, there's no way I'm dealing with this shit.
I had a kidney stone once. Luckily for me, I had no pain leading up to it. Mm-hmm. We came back from some trip and woke up in the morning and went to pee, and it was just all blood and just horrifying pain. So I at that point I had no insurance, so I had to go to a free clinic.
Oh, damn.
And they were just like, well, the good news is, they're like, you don't have a kidney stone now. Like they checked me out. However, I don't even remember what they did. And they're like, you have no kidney stones now. And they're like, it was probably a kidney stone. They're like, as painful as I'm sure it was, they're like, the good thing is it just came and went. They're like, you didn't have like all the pain leading up to it or anything. So yeah, I drink a lot of fluids now.
But all this, all
scared me into starting to drink water.
Amen. But all these, like, but after all the tests and the fucking scopes and this and that, like, I'm like, well, why was I peeing blood? They're like, I don't know. Maybe you like tore your urethra like on the inside and it just kind of repaired itself. And I was like,
maybe it was that giant scope that you guys put in my fucking urethra.
You're like, yeah, it's probably just fine. Maybe we didn't really need to do it. Maybe it was
a Ghostbusters fucking power pack that you shoved up my dick.
I don't know. They're like, yeah, you only bled for a day and you're good now. So the scope turned back. Everything looks good up there.
Weirdly, your insurance covered the scope.
Yeah.